Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Time now to dip into the book bag, and Lowell, what are you carrying?
I thought
in
it
yours?
Would be interesting, since we just interviewed Bill Hebert, to recommend a mystery. Bill is part of a book club that I was part of for many, many years, and every August, the highlight of the year was Bill Hebert selecting a mystery and then putting on a feast that somehow suggested the mystery. And I'm recommending this mystery writer simply because she just died, Ruth Rendell, R-E-N-D-E-L-L. She just died last week at the age of 85. She is an amazing, amazing mystery writer, prolific, the author of more than 60 novels. The best of her novels, the best of her mysteries, I think, involve her detective, Chief Inspector Wexford. But she goes far beyond that. She's just as psychological as P.D. James. In fact, she reminds you a lot of P.D. James, I think. But what is really interesting, and the article on her death last week made a lot of this, was her social concerns. She's very interested in how the lower classes are treated by the upper classes in England. She's a socialist. She was her whole life. Her books are not preachy, but they are really good, detailed character studies of what it's got to be like to be poor. And as P.D. James said, Ruth Rendell transcended her genre. And if you have any desire to read a serious, not for the beach mystery book, read any of the Ruth Rendell novels. Yeah. She is fantastic.
Something like Ross McDonald, who was the third writer of the Southern California hardboiled detective or private eye genre. And that genre he transcended in many of his books. Ross McDonald, I looked forward eagerly to his books right until the day he died. And he was also married to a woman who was a mystery writer. But what is it about these British women?
I don't know.
Christie, P.D. James, Ruth Rendell. I mean, the list goes on and on. Josephine... Yeah. Hey, it's amazing.
For what it's worth, apparently mysteries are more popular the more democratic the country. For instance, in Nazi Germany, mysteries had no place whatsoever. Hmm. And I think that's intriguing. You would think maybe the opposite would be true, but it's the democratic countries, and that means specifically Great Britain and Sweden. Now, Sweden is just full of mystery writers, all of whom are really, really good.
Well, the hottest book right now, Girl on the Train, is by a woman,
right.
A mystery writer.
Right.
Looks as if the supply is not going to run out anytime soon. Happily, David McCulloch still writes biographies. He started out writing about the Johnstown flood. He wrote about the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. He did great biographies of Truman and Adams. He also wrote one on people who went to Paris about a century ago, and what an interesting book that turned out to be.
His book on the Roosevelts, Mornings on Horseback.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And now he's taken up the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur. The book is just out, and it's a fascinating look at these very interesting and somewhat strange men, at least they were certainly regarded that way. They had this obsession with flying, and people would watch them out on the beach flapping their arms and trying different things. They knew they were risking their lives because the rule was that only one brother could go up at a time. So in case that one were killed, the other would be alive to carry on the work. But this obsession makes for a great story, and it's just called The Wright Brothers. It's by David McCulloch, and it's his latest offering. And with that, I think we've exhausted our time. Thank you very much, Roel. I'll be looking at your mysteries and going back to Ruth Rendell, and we hope you'll be coming back next week. We'll return with another session on Scribble.